Right. Daf Zayin Omed Beit. Tochin Zayin Omed Beit. We were learning yesterday the purpose of Al and Le when we say Al or Le. If you remember yesterday, and Hashem, I found that I said it. Remember yesterday, Daniel was desperately trying to connect to us. Daniel asked a question. The Gemara asked at the top of the Omed, Meitzvei. Baruch Hashem, Yehudu Shalom, Meitzvei, Tzvon, Ala Amida. The Gemara asked, the Gunja of Poppy, the Al means on the past and what you've done. So how can you say Ala Amida if you haven't done the Bris yet? The Gemara said, no, because you can't say Lomol. You can't say Lomol because Lomol means that you're obligated to do it. It's incumbent on him. And the Mila, the real Chiyuv, is Chal on the Father. Then the Gemara asked a very similar question. Baruch Hashem, Yehudu Shalom, Meitzvei, Tzvon, Ala Shchite. And again, the Gemara asked, what's the matter? The Gemara asked, also, you can't say Lishchot on him, but the Chiyuv is on everyone. So, we mentioned yesterday a point, a horror, that I thought that could be cut in the Gemara. That the Benet is a Chiddush by Shchita. By Shchita, the Chiyuv, if you want to eat kosher meat, if you want to eat kosher meat, you have to share. And it's the Chiyuv which is as much mine as anyone else's. There's a big difference between that and Mila, where the chiyuv for the Mila is on the father. He is the one who's obligated. If he doesn't do it, maybe everyone else has to chip in. But the chiyuv to do Mila is on the father. I think in Shkita, the chiyuv, if I want to eat, I have to shecht. Or some of the other can shecht, but there's as much chiyuv on me as everyone else. So Dineh asked, why did Gemara ask again? Why did Gemara ask again? Gemara asked again the same type of question. He said, yeah, because the second time of asking is a very stronger question. Then, even if you say after Al-Hamila, because it's not my chiv, it's the father's chiv, that surely you should be able to say Al-Hashpe, you should be able to say Lishchot, because the chiv to shech is on me as much as it is on anyone else. Just like Midas game, we said there's a chiv for everyone to do it. No one in particular, but everyone has got equal chiyuv, and therefore you say lomol nesagim. So shchita should be the same. And that was the Gemara's question. According to a
poppy, there's no chiyuv.
You can't say al. Not that we're coming to that. According to a poppy, you can't say al. According to a poppy, you can't say al. So why do we say al hashita? You should say lishchot. According to a poppy, it doesn't matter if you say either. According to a poppy that you can't say al, so why do you say al? You should say lishchot. What do you want to say? It's not your chiyuv. It is as much as anyone else. It's also your chiyuv. So you should say lishchot. Which did my answer? This one was spoke out last time. Which did my answer? No. That's the same answer. Loi sagi de loi iu shochit. Eche neima. Neima lishchot. Loi sagi de lav iu shochit. Same words we said beforehand. But here, we explained it differently yesterday, and that's what I found in the Ram. When the Gemara says, the Gemara means to say that there's no real mitzvah to shech. There's no real mitzvah to shech bechla. If you want to eat, so you've got a problem. You can't eat this meat, so you have to shech it. But there's no real mitzvah to shech. And therefore, you can't use the word lomo. Lost nishchot. Nishchot sounds as if there's a chiyuv that's mutter on me, weighing down on me to do this mitzvah. I don't have that mitzvah. That's what Mordechai is pointing out as well. Yeah, there's no mitzvah. So that's what changed in the answer of the Gemara. It's like the love ihu. It doesn't mean ihu. It means there's no chiyuv for anyone. I'll just read that from the Ram. The Ram says, but how you love dafka? It doesn't mean that he doesn't have a chiyuv. Because the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like he doesn't have a chiyuv, but somebody else has a chiyuv. Unless it's not true. So there's no chiyuv whatsoever. And that's what the Gemara means to say. Shechting meat is not an obligation that's mutter on anyone. Just if you want to eat, you have to shecht. There's no chiyuv to shecht. And therefore you can say, you have to say al hashita. That's what the Daniel was asking yesterday, an answer which we found today in the Ram. Yes, for sure. Kosev, yeah, the Migmarkin, all that Kosev. Kosev in Agami, you'll say this right there. Yeah, in Agami. Then we moved on in the Gemara to taking the luluf. Taking the luluf. Yeah, why do you say ala luluf? Again, a kundra papa, why not? You can say what you like. A kundra papi, the ala is always in the past. How can you, why do you say ala luluf? You should say litoles luluf. So Gemara says, no. Because shani asam, we did this Gemara yesterday, shani asam, the ve'idna da agba, Nofak Bay. It's about 15 lines down in the Gemara. Shani Asam. Lulav is different. Why? The Me'idna, the Agbar, Nofak Bay. As soon as you pick it up, you've already been doing this. So therefore, you're stuck. Right, so, Yaakov is raising a point, which we started speaking about, we didn't get very far in it, that why are you Yitzhak? We hold it upside down. We'll see it faces me at the Shem. We'll be discovering. Right, 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 right. Which is the
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. So Shani also. So the Idna, the Agbar, nothing. If you're ready being Yitzhak, so what am I saying? You can't say Al. You can't say Le. Because you're ready being Yitzhak already. You have to say Al. It's going on the path. So we asked, but it's too late. You have to make the brachas before you do the mitzvah. So Taisa says, what Taisa say? Remember Taisa Teret? Taisa Rasa Ve'ina, third Taisa. Taisa says, since you still need the nanua, since you still need the shaking, therefore it's not yet finished, therefore it's not a problem of over lasiyasa. But you explain the chiddush in Taisa. You might have thought over the Yalsa means you've got a key to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. That's over the Yalsa, you have to do it before you start the mitzvah. That's what you would have thought. If the Taisa doesn't make any sense. I have a question. It's not over the Yalsa on. You're making a bracha after you've already been Yitzah. What's the Taisa? Don't worry, you haven't finished. That wasn't the question. The question was you have to do it before you started. And what's the answer? We haven't finished. It's even Taisa Achilles. Now, over the Yosef doesn't mean it has to be done beforehand, rather it means it can't be done after. It can be done after. It cannot be done after. And therefore, says Tosafot, you still have the shaking, which is part of the mitzvah, albeit the rabbanim, but it's still part of the mitzvah. You can make the bracha after you've picked it up. So the question obviously is what Mordechai mentioned yesterday, why don't you pick it up? Why don't you make the bracha before you pick it up? That's going to be the question coming up, but that's a thing which we have to work out. So, okay, Bavon, you with us?
Yeah.
Excellent. So, break the Gemara, Ihochi, if you're right, they were talking about ready being yoked to the mitzvah, Ihochi, lotzitzbo, what's the loss of the Gemara? The loss of the Braise, the lulav atmo, you see, about four lines back, the lulav atmo, not loy lotzis boy. Remember I stressed yesterday, what is lotzis boy? Not loy lotzis boy. Remember, how would you translate lotzis boy? To be mekayem mitzvah. Not a lotzis boy is a expression expressing the future. I'm taking it in order to be mekayem mitzvah. So basically Gemara, if we're saying that once you pick this up, you've ready to go to the mitzvah. So how can you say not like lots of boy? You're taking in order to be yaita. Yata by me by it. You should say you've taken it, you've been yaita, and you now make a bracha on the tzidat lulav. So yata by me should have said the word
yata. Is he saying here that mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana? Because if I'm picking it up and I'm intending to do a mitzvah with it after I say a bracha, and we're saying, well, once you picked it up, you've already done the mitzvah. So that's the saying mitzvahs don't need kavana, because I didn't have kavana to do the mitzvah yet. I had kavana when I picked it up to do the mitzvah in 2 minutes from now, after I say the bracha.
Right, right. So it's big machlokes whether mitzvah tzichus kavana or not. Big machlokes. We'll see once we get the taste as well, working it. Yeah, the taste is going to hold us out. So the monster is pointing out, this monster you're going to make a bracha, isn't that right? You know, I'm in kavana to be yitzchak. And therefore, what should be the problem? Okay, we have to leave that for the time being. So the Gemara's got a question that you shouldn't use the word lotzei, or you're taking it in order to be yitzchak. It's the wrong word. You're taking it and you are yitzchak. That's what's happening. So you should say yotzah. You are yitzchak. And for the Gemara in a kamami, you're right. It's a wrong grammatical expression. Since in the end of the Brisa, the same Brisa, it says somebody's going into the sukkah in order to be kind the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. There it's in the future. So the Reisha also says lots is boy. The Ktani Sefer, the Brisa continues. Or oyster sukkah neyatzma, somebody makes a sukkah for himself. He goes into it in order to sit in it. He hasn't yet sat in it. He's going into it in order to sit in it. There you use the word leishiv. Leishiv means what you're doing in order to do it. Nicholas leishiv bo oima bo asher gadishonu v'tzitzitzonu leishiv v'sukkah. The Gemara says, when you picked up, you already been yotza, and that's why you say the word al, right? Because you've already been yotza, you say the word al, and the reason why it uses the word lotzis, you're taking it in order to be yotza, is not grammatically correct, but since at the end of the writer, we're going to talk about a similar type of expression, it's just possible it's easier to remember that way, and therefore it says lotzis, and later.
When would they say the leishev? On the threshold before they walk in? What?
Yes.
Usually you're already sitting when you say leishev.
Okay, you're asking how lachla ma'isa based on how we pass him. The simple reading of the prices is nichnas. He enters in order to sit. So you make a bracha before. Shittas Rambam means you make a bracha before you sit down. Right? Chabad, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe some chassidim as well. Yeah, but Ron, what's your...
So what is, instead of, if that was, I don't know why you're learn, why is the seifa, why do we learn that, the British is basically incorrect grammatically, and the reason why that is justified is in order that it should fit the seifa that's later. Why don't you put the seifa in the ratio and then have the ratio be, have instead of saying leishiva, say yeshiva in the ratio, and then flip it around.
Why does the sefer carry more weight than the ratio? That means one of the two has to go. We can't have the same expression, but we can't use a different expression in the bright, so it's too confusing. So what do we say? We said lotzeizva instead of yotza, right? You take not lo yotza in big bracha, because in the sefer of the bright we say leishiva, so in the ratio we also say lotzeizva. There's a problem, why don't we swap it around? Why don't we say not lo yotza, mevarech hashegah deshav yotza, nichnes yoshav bo, mevarech hashegah right? That's your question. Now why is there more weight on the sefer more than the reish? Why does the sefer carry the game at the end of the day? Yeah? The answer to the reish is that if it would have changed it, then you would have thought you have to sit down in the sukkah before you make the bracha. Nichnev, yoshav bo, mevarech hashegah deshav. You would have thought that you have to sit down before you make a bracha, which is not true. Okay, you should really say it before you sit down, according to the simple of the Gemara. You should really say it before you sit down. So therefore, one way you'll be making a mistake in din, and the other way is just not grammatically correct. It's clearly what you do. You took it. Not that you took it. And go say, were you yitzin it or not? So it's not saying in din, it's saying in grammar now. you've done the mitzvah. So why use the word lotzis? You could have used the word yotz, it's saying in grammar. The other way around would be confusing in the din. The person would enter the sukkah, he would think you have to sit down and then make the broth, which is incorrect. Okay, so I think that's the pshat, why that carried the game.
We also learned in the beginning of Kedusha, symmetry sometimes will prevail over...
Sure. Symmetry definitely prevails. That's definitely true. And that's what we see.
Why
does symmetry prevail? Anyone know? Why not be accurate? Because the whole thing was meant to be...
Because I don't remember anything.
You have to keep things simple. You have to keep things simple, and therefore, indeed, symmetry was definitely prevailed. The shot is which way round,
right.
And that's what I'm suggesting, Pshat, because we want it to be. You shouldn't make a mistake in there. Okay, so that's the gemara. So it came out in the gemara. We're talking about lulav. When you pick it up, you've already been yotzei. So there's no problem over it. Still a little bit of the mitzvah left. The shaking, the nanuim, so you can make a bracha afterwards. You can't make a bracha beforehand, we don't know why.
Yeah.
We don't know why yet. Why do you make it beforehand, we don't know yet. But the Gemara said, you take it, you make a bracha. And then, what bracha do you make? You can't make le, ready binyate. Right? You can't make le, ready binyate. You have to say al, and kill it lulav. And that way, the bracha will be going back on what you said, what you did already, and on the future as well of Nanui. I can say Le. Yeah, but if you say Le, so it says Yotzi, maybe you should say Le because you still got the Nanui. Maybe you say Le and not Al, then you're not going back on what we, on the mitzvah that you did. If you make a bracha Le, then you're only doing it on the shaking, and not on what you did already. And therefore, some of you are saying, right, this. Therefore, you use the word al to go back also on what you did. That's the...
Since it works backwards and forwards, that's
the best bet. So the question is, why do we make a bracha only after you pick it up? And for that, we have to learn Tesis. Tesis, there are lots of yachts on it. Interesting Tosfos, and now we start off. Tosfos says, Lotzeis, the word Lotzeis, we're not the other four states on the page. Lotzeis, mashma, sheloi yotza adayin, vois nefila. Lotzeis, the word, the translation of Lotzeis sounds as if you're not yotza yet. I don't know how you learn the Gemara, but I thought, the Gemara is just saying a problem in grammar, right? Whether or not it's possible to have such a situation that you're not yet yotza is irrelevant, I would have thought. So the problem was the grammar. You're telling me lotzis, and you're talking about you're yotza already, so why are you using the word lotzis? But no, Satan goes out of his way to say that lotzis could be true. Lotzis could also be true. There could be a situation when you were not yotze yet, and only now you'll be yotze. Not like you took it, lotzis boy, in order to be yotze, and you were not yotze yet. Right? The Torah, you took it in order to be yotze, and you weren't yotze yet. How's that possible? For Mishkakazo, you find that you have such a situation, kishahofkoi. If you turn the lulav upside down, because I mean in Masukah, it says in Masukah, the Eina Yoitze, Ela Derech Gedi Lossi. You're only Yoitze if you do it in the normal way of taking, of growth. Right? That's why the lulav, you have to hold from the bottom and not from the poke side. Alright? That's one way. So it's possible, right? It's possible, says Thesis, to be talking about that you have not been yotze to the mitzvah yet. You could pick up the lulav upside down. Another way how it's possible...
If you pick it upside down, isn't that the way that it's
grown? No. Elul comes to my garden. Elul grows from the bottom up. If this is the palm, right? The palm tree, it grows from the ground. The lulav comes from here, it grows upwards. You cut it over there, and you hold it from the bottom. Hold it where you cut it from. Right? Also an etzig grows from the ukits. Sometimes it turns down because of the weight, but it grows from the ukits. So you have to hold it from the ukits. The pithum is the nice.
We don't look at the weight factor.
No. It's the direction it grows. Uh-huh. Right? So Mela, and our Arabs are not the same thing. Yeah, obviously, our Arabs bend down, but they grow from the stalk. So you have to hold them from the stalk, from the bottom of the stalk. So the Tesis says there is a case. There is a case how it's possible not to be yaita before you take it. How? If you hold it upside down. Another case. Or he has kavana not to be yaita. He takes it with kavana not to be yaita. So it's possible. But it is possible that you weren't yaita yet. It's very possible you weren't yaita yet. Why is Tesis saying that? Why is Tesis telling us these cases? How it's possible you weren't Yotze yet. Why, what was bothering Tesis?
Because I don't think that Tesis liked so much that Ovel Lassiason was good for the later part of the mitzvah. Ovel Lassiason is mashma that before you start the mitzvah, not for the before you end the mitzvah.
At the end of the day, the Gemara says that Lotzis is loved Afka. And the met, you were Yotze when you picked it up, and you make a bracha afterwards. So you do make a bracha after you've already started. So what's bothering Tesis? Why is Tesis going out of his way to explain how Lotzis could mean in the future? I mean, it's not possible. He said you picked it up not loy, you've picked it up, you've already been Yotze. What do you want? You picked up not loy, Lotzis boy. Not that you took it, to be Yotze. It doesn't make sense. It can't be to be Yotze. You've already been Yotze already. No, it is possible. It's the less possible to be that you took it in order to be Yotze. And you're not Yotze yet. How you held upside down, you did it with a kavana, and then it's possible. It's possible. Why is Tesis doing that? What's bothering Tesis?
Because it's so funny to think that just by picking up your Yotze to the mitzvah. It's like carrying your lulav to shul, the mitzvah. I mean, the way you think everyone runs to the sukkah, they have the mitzvah, they have kavon, and they fill this before and after, and to think that you already yoyster when you took it because you carry your lulav in
effort. Tesis is masking today. He says it means you took it upside down.
Yeah.
Right? Even then you're masking it, you would pick up. You yoyster.
He's trying to find a way to exclude the possibility that you were yoyster.
And then you're not worried. I'm masking. They balance the drink. Right.
To cover those that won't
let
the
Yotze
without
Kavanah. So, instead you have Kavanah not to be Yotze, which is better. You have Kavanah not to be Yotze. Everyone holds you not Yotze. Means even though they're old, you don't need Kavanah. If you say, I don't want to be Yotze, you're not Yotze.
No.
Right? So, but why is Tesis saying it? The Gemara says, Nitolai, you took it. So you Yotze. It says the word Lot says boy. The Gemara asks, the Gemara says you're already being Yotze, Terah says you're right, love Gafka. So the Tesis says, no, we should know it is possible that you weren't Yotze yet. But we're saying the Brahms is love Gafka. The Gemara asked Lot, why didn't you say that Terah? Why didn't the Gemara say, you know what, Lot says, because you weren't Yotze yet. Because you were not Yotze yet. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says Lot is his lav dafka. All right, isn't it clear from the Gemara that in the Braita when it says Lot says, it doesn't mean that you haven't been Yotze yet? The Gemara says in Achanami, just because of the Sefer it says the word Lot says, and you weren't Yotze yet. So why say it's telling you okay? So the Braita is saying clearly that you were Yotze. So why say it's saying, I'm going away with the thing that you were not Yotze? What Tesis want to do naked to Gemara?
Maybe because he wasn't happy with the answer that symmetry is the reason why he...
But the Gemara does say that. It's very nice. You want to argue the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ihochi Lotzi's boy. Yotza by Nibari, you should have said the word Yotza. Yotza is more, you should have said the word Yotza. In Achanami, you're right. Should have said the word Yotza, but it isn't because it's symmetrical. So the Gemara says, at the end of the day, we use the word Lotzis, Lav Daska. It should have been Yotza. So what's Taita saying? You know, I got a case, but the method could mean in the future.
Isn't how the way Tosfos says it? Isn't that the minute?
No, but I'm saying,
I don't know how they did it in the time of Tosfos, but assuming that they did it the way we do it, then you are picking up the Estro the opposite way. So really, you were Yotzi. So really, you should say the bracha the other way. So then what's the Gemara talking about?
Unless
the minute today is something that we just invented last year. Assuming that they did it the same way in the time of Tosfos.
Halacha bar we're going to come to, but not last. When we learn Gemara, we have to work from the Gemara down, not from halacha back.
But how did they do it in the times of the Gemara? How did they pick it up then?
That very said it, Nitzolah, you were Yetzer. Said you took it, you were Yetzer. So I'm asking again, Yossi, you don't seem to be bothered. The Gemara says that Nitzolah, you took it, and you say Al Nitzilas Luluf. Why did you say Al Nitzilas Luluf? Why didn't you say Litzalitza Luluf? Because you were Yetzer.
Right.
You were Yetzer. Read the Gemara. It says Lotze. Says the Gemara. Lotze means you weren't Yetzer. So the Gemara, no, Lotzis means you were Yetzer. So what now Tais is saying, you should know Lotzis, it's possible that you were not Yetzer yet. That's what the Gemara's question was. No, what did the Gemara say? In Achanami. It's you already Yetzer. The reason why it says Lotzis is because the Sefer of the Brighton says Leishev. And to keep it symmetrical, we get the symmetrical with the safe of the bright. But they met, when you took it, you were ready, Yoritza in the Tiras Lulu. Nitolai, Yotzabo, you're Yoritza. I did Lotte. Answers, yeah, Lotte is Lav Dafka. So what Tais is saying? Lotte is possible, they met. That it should be darker. It's possible that you haven't been right here. So what Tais is doing? He wants to argue with the Gemara. The Gemara says Lav Dafka, it's because of the Sefer. What Tais say, it's possible that you were not Yetzer. But if it's possible that you're not Yetzer, so how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says you were Yetzer, and that's why he's saying,
how? Yeah, but he works, it still works.
What works for what?
If you were not, because you did upside down before you had negative kavana, so you aren't going to do that, but even if that Nitzav is still good for that as well, and Lotzis would be amazing then. Lotzis would mean, if I wasn't Yotza, yes, and I'm now taking it, Lotzis, well, that would be great. I pick up upside down.
And I'm taking it, Lotzisbo, in order to be Yotza. But the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says Lotzisbo means that you were ready Yotza. So what Tais is writing, different cases, which is not like the Gemara explains. The Gemara says, Netole, if we ask it, I'm not going to mind what the Gemara says. What does the word Netole mean? You took it, you were Yotza, you weren't Yotza. What does it mean? Netole, you took it, were you Yotza with your... taking it.
You
were the Gemara says, yes, you picked up, you're Yotza. So things come to Chaluk on that, so come, what Tais is coming to do?
Adding to it.
Well, maybe we should have another in Hachanami.
I mean,
Gemara has a bunch of, Gemara keeps saying one thing, and then it changes it, says in Hachanami, you can do it the other way. Maybe the Tarsus doesn't need to be down here too.
Poshet in Avona in the Sugra, I'm asking. Very poshet in Avona. When the Gemara asks on a poppy, the Gemara asks the Kasha, what did the Gemara ask on a poppy? Why do you say Al? You should say La. The Gemara says, you've already been Yoitza. You've already been Yoitza. So what was the next question of the Gemara? What was the Gemara's next question? Even though I've been enough, give me. What was the Gemara's next question? Historian said the opposite. It's just a grammatical question. Well, what's the point then Gemara is now asking? Or is he asking to do with the machlekes of Papa and Papi? This question which you're now asking, Lot says Bo, is that some a grammatical question? You're telling me, why don't you pick up your answer already? You want to pick up your answer? So then the wording is wrong, or is it much deeper than that?
If the wording's off,
so then the wording's off, so therefore I'm wrong because the wording's off. Maybe Yossi's working like Kibbun, that the Gemara's question is like this. Lotis means you have not been Yotze yet. And that's possible to explain the Brisa that way, like Tosis explains. And if it's possible to explain the Brisa that way, they haven't been Yotze yet, and we still use the word Al, it's a Raya that the Al means also in the future. Lotze says, it was just a grammatical question. No, status, you'll go to some grammatical school, Ulpan, and you'll learn there what to do when you have a grammatical problem. If it's a fact, when you pick up the lulav, you're yaitza, and Lotze is just a grammatical ba'aya, they don't have to deal with that. Says, it's not a fact when you pick up the lulav, you're yaitza. It doesn't mean you're yaitza, doesn't necessarily mean you're yaitza. It's possible to take in, you're not yaitza. One of two arts ways. Either you pick it up upside down, or you pick it up and come on not to be yaitza. Since we use the word Lotze, it means you haven't been yaitza yet. You weren't yaitza yet. So why do you use the word al? So what's that tell me? Why do you use the word al? Al must mean also like your papa did for the future as well. To which your papa answered, in a chanami, Lotze doesn't mean you were not yaitza yet. Lotze means you were yaitza already. And the reason why we use that expression is because of the statement. But the shoyl, the machshu, asked the question, wasn't just asking a grammatical baya. He was asking a question on a copy that Lotze means you were not yaitza yet. How is it possible? You picked it up already. How is it possible you were not yaitza? And you held upside down, or you had no kavanah. But you were not yaitza yet, and you still say al. It's for Sarai, it's your papa. To which he answers in a chanam. That's why Tosis is going out of his way to explain how is it possible not to be yaitza when you pick up the lulu. Possible not to be yaitza when you pick up the lulu. Without Tosis, is the thought of Papa is right. You pick up the lulu, you yaitza, that's the mitzah. Al nitzilat lulu, that's the mitzah. You pick it up, you yaitza. The lachayah of Papa is right. Then Tosis, no, that wasn't the... And then, if so, all we're asking is grammar. Then now Tosis is saying there's much deeper question. A papa you said when you pick up your yaitza is not necessarily right. You could be yaitza if you pick it up. It doesn't have to be. You hold it upside down. You have to come on an exit. It's possible to do it some other way. Mamela says Tosis, that's the question of the Gemara. So if so, that brings us now to a little difficulty. Comes out, so he's telling us two ways how you can pick up a lulav and not be yotze the mitzvah. So why don't we do that? Why does the Gemara say that you make a bracha after you've taken it? Right, that's what our papi told us. Make a bracha after you've taken it. There's a kalal. You have to make a bracha over to your son. And why not do it before you do the mitzvah? We said that it's true you can do it as long as you're in the middle of the mitzvah. But why not do it beforehand? Why didn't you make a bracha before you makayim the mitzvah? That's the question on the sugya.
Even after.
What's Matthew Yossi?
On multiple fronts, we don't do what the Gemara is suggesting.
What we don't do?
We don't do.
I don't care what we do. not yet. We're going to. The question is, on the Gemara. The Gemara says you make a bracha after you've already been yotze. That's what the Gemara says. Now, so it's all. That's two possibilities. How to make the bracha before you yotze. So why didn't the Gemara, why didn't the Brisa tell me that? Because they're a poppy. When do you make the bracha? After you've read the yotza. Why? Make a bracha before your yotza. What do you say? You can't? You can. There's a total of two cases, two ways that you can. Am I now asking how we've got to pay out of
something? Why can't you just, it's in front of you. It's in front of you. Why can't you just say the bracha over like this while it's on the table? You haven't been, you haven't done it to you. You haven't lifted it up.
Right.
You're all strength. You're holding it in.
Yossi's asking another question.
Say the bracha.
You're asking another question. The Gemara says clearly you have to make the bracha after you're holding it. Right? Netzaloi, he took it, then he makes the bracha. So after he's ready holding it, where's the loss of the Gemara? Netzaloi, he lost it, but he took it, then you make a bracha. So that's clearly you've got to take the, make the bracha after you're ready holding it. The question is, what Satan is saying, even after you're holding it, it's not mukach that you've ready to be yoytzer. Because you could hold it upside down without kavan. He also asked a different question. Why do you have to make a bracha only after you're holding it? Make a bracha before you're holding it. Right? When it's on the table. So it's also aura. Also aura. But it's clear in the Gemara is only after you're holding it. So the question is, we'll get to Allah when I say soon, Yad Hashem. But now, why do we make, why does the Gemara say you make a bracha only after you're holding it? Why do you want to say that? And according to Rav Papa, you make a bracha after you've been yotzer already. Why don't they do that? Why don't we have hold it upside down or without kavana? Why is that? Let's finish off Tzitzis. Chassadim, here Tzitzis talks about Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa, brought down in Tzitzis, Dav Zayin on his base. Chassadim, noiter luluv. When a person takes a luluv, Ein tzorech lahoifchoi. You do not need to be hoifachit. Kizepirishri. Kimishet tzorech lenanea bahalil. Since you still have to do nanua in halil. Oh, you mishum shem yot tzorot seiz vaitin etzila. Oh, because when you took it, you didn't have kavana to be yotze with that etzila. The Tzaita says there's no inyan in turning upside down. No inyan turning upside down. Why? Either because of nanuim. How did Tzaita know that? Because he's seen a poppy. What does a poppy say? You do your yotze and you make a bracha after, there's no problem. So you see there's no problem. You want to, poppy didn't hold upside down. You see, you can be yotze to the lot of, there's no Indian in holding upside down. You can just possibly take it. And also another reason why, because you didn't have kavala to be yotze. But the first reason says, from our sugya it's mukhach. From our sugya it's mukhach, you don't need to have kavala, you don't need to hold upside down. When you take the lulav.
That was a minag at the time of Tosfos. Tosfos must have known about that minag of keeping it up for that.
Right. And he says you don't need to do it. He says, Tosfos, the Gemara is not like that. Right? The Gemara is not like that. So why? What is the Shas in the Gemara? The Maitre was Shas in the Gemara. Why don't we make a bracha before you start the mitzvah? He said, it's true, you can make a bracha as long as you haven't finished, but why, what's bothering? Why don't we make a bracha before you start the mitzvah? Why don't you make a bracha before you start the mitzvah? The Ram says, you know why? Because we're worried. If you would make a bracha before you start the mitzvah, you'll think that Nanuim is not important. We want you to realize that Nanuim is very important. The shaking is very important. And therefore, we tell you, make the bracha only after you've done the Ikka mitzvah. Why are you making a bracha now? How can I make a bracha now? It's still over to see it's after the mitzvah. No, it's still over to see it because it's still the nanuim. That will give a certain chashivas to the nanuim, and therefore chazam and nesakim, other hour. Don't make the bracha before you've started the mitzvah. That's how the Ram speaks out. Shetakonet chachomimi sheloi levorech ala ela acha nitzilosoi, shemivorech koidim lakach, yeisavo shemitzvosoi benetzilo levad. The person will think, the mitzvah is just the netzila, you won't shake it. Therefore, Chazal said, I'm going to make you make the bracha after you've been mekana ikka mitzvah, because you've still got the nanuim still to do. That answers the question for Yatsuyol, why do we make a bracha before you pick it up? Answer is, because if you make a bracha before you pick up, the bracha will be showing as if the ikka is the picking up. Now, we want to show you that there's also another added dimension of nanuim. How are we going to do that? Says the Ram, by making you make the bracha after picking it up, after you've already been yotze the ikar mitzvah, that will tell me, how can I make a bracha now? I finished my mitzvah. No, there's still another part of the mitzvah. The number. Right? That's what's saying the Gemara.
So then, for a hard question now to someone, then I'm going to make that...
Putting on the spirit.
Because you have two parts to it. You have the yad and the rosh, so why not
just... So how many of us will think, that the mitzvah only on the rosh or only on the yad is the possible material? But here, there's no possible about Nanui. So then, drop on. The possible thing, that's not important. So we've got to stress that to make sure people realize the mitzvah is the picking up. Right? Well, when we're learning the sugya, what we have to do at the moment is cut out anything that we know. We have to, there's a certain mila of people who have just become through. A certain mila. They don't know anything. Right? I remember there used to be a guy coming, I mean, he's obviously left. There used to be a guy who comes to Shulchan Shachrit every time with his arm out of his sleeve. Why? Obviously because he put tefillin on, right? So you take your arm out of your sleeve. And Chol HaMoed used to come daily with his arm out of his sleeve. And then I realized, it's not true, but he didn't know him. He thought, for Shachrit, you come with your arm out of your sleeve. That's how he thought. That's what you see every day. That's what he thought. It's nothing to do with the tefillin. It's just another dinner. Dinner is your arm is out of your sleeve. There's some mila in being like that. It's not kedai to keep it very long. There's some mila in being like that. When we're learning the Gemara, the songs of dynamite base, we have to be as if we receive it today and we don't know anything else. Nothing else. Why is it? Why? How are you meant to be making the mitzvah? It says the way you're meant to be making the mitzvah. The Gemara says you pick it up, you yoytze the deraita, you make a bracha then, and you do nanuim. Why do you make a bracha then and do nanuim? To show us that nanuim is also chasuv. Beautiful. What's then the Gemara of Zion on mitzvah? There could have been another way of doing it. You can hold up the down. You can come on and not to be yoytze. There's really no need for that. You see a poppy said not like that. One be firmer than a poppy.
Is it no need?
What's going on with you?
Is it no need, or is it actually a mile of sinat?
Oh, very good. Says the Ram. There's a mile not to the right. You want to be firmer than a poppy, you're going to be mekalko. There's a mile not to the right. Because this way, if you make a bracha afterwards, you'll realize how important it is to do the nanoi.
Exactly. Imagine
that. Right? So what you think you want to be a firmer is in fact worse. So Leila, let's be for that for today. And the way we're doing, when we take our lulav, if we're meant to be a mitzvah lulav today, what we do is we pick it up with kavana to be yotza without any buyout. Because still not knowing, that's where we're leaving it for today. Yes, and tomorrow, we'll see what we practically do. But for today, that's where we're going to leave it. Please do the rosh. we've got this next place to do today.
We'll see the rosh. Isn't
there a person,
whatever reason he doesn't do the
Nanuim
because he can't, then
it's
also, you know, that exercise is enough.
Yeah, then he's got Maya. So he should do Nanuim. What would be if somebody can't do Nanuim? So he can make a bracha, it's not going to be going on future.
Right.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yes, he should do Nanuim. You have somebody to help him.
Fine. Or is it better to say the bracha beforehand or to do it?
It's done. Okay, Yecheva, should be convinced. Have a good day.
Wait, which Rosh?
The Rosh, we sent out yesterday by email. It was. You didn't get it?
I just looked.
Oh, no. Anyone got the email?
Yeah, but I'm looking at the Rosh, so which one are we doing?
Rosh is in Siman Yod. The help is halfway through Siman Yod, Dav Zayin Amad Beis, Hilkos Al
Biyochon. It came out. I got it.
I saw the two dots. You found the yes thing, you're gonna.
Yeah.
Okay, so be well. Bye.
Bye. Have a nice day.